Could you start, Bill, by talking about Fitzpatrick?
He had a good week of practice. You know, he's getting more and more comfortable with the system, and I thought he went out there and played a good football game for the team. He got us into the right plays. He checked the ball down. He had a good 2-minute drive. So it was a good step in the right direction. Just it was planned that way, you know, and hopefully it would work out that way, you know, to in my own mind, to put Savage in there and see how he would react to that situation of being there fairly early in the game. And then if we had a 2-minute drive at the end to get Fitz another 2-minute drive. He's had several of those in practice, one last week in the game, and worked out well that we were able to get him one at the end of the half. Right.
What leads to that slot receiver being so important
in the box? It's usually a guy that's a quick guy, a guy that's an instinctive player, a guy that helps us on special teams, got good hands, tough guy. And all three of those guys fit that mold in a way. And so Mike did it last week, like you said, didn't play tonight. He'll be back against Denver more than likely. And then Keyshawn and Lab did a nice job tonight, you know, in there. And they both did some things on special teams, too, which was good. They both had a couple returns, which were nice. So it was good for those guys to do that.
Did you talk about those back-to-back plays by Clemson?
Yeah, you know, again, I think any time a player makes two plays like that, no matter who the player is, John, whether it's Clowney or Watt or Reed or J-Mo or Swearinger or Kalu, whoever it is defensively, you know, that helps the sideline. You know, I can remember in other places I've been when a guy makes a defensive play that's a big hit, it really lights up your sideline. So it's great for the defense. It's great for our team, and I thought it helped our whole sideline. Denham, yeah. It's going to make it real hard because I thought some guys did a nice job on special teams in both games. You know, in special teams in the Arizona game, with the exception of the kickoff return, the special teams was pretty good there too, and it was decent again tonight. So, you know, we work a lot on it, Jason. You know, we spend a lot of meeting time on it. We talk to these guys quite often about complementary football. We had a great example of that when we kept Atlanta pinned back down there deep. Then we were able to block the field goal, the punt and run it in for a touchdown. That's a great example of complementary football. And so, you know, we talk about that all the time, and the guys were able to see that come to fruition on the game field.
It wasn't just Clowney. A bunch of your draft picks had some nice plays today. How nice is that to see
this? Yeah, we've been to this point, which is only, you know, about a month in to training camp, we've been pleased with the draft class, you know, overall. You know, again, there's, you know, Lewis Nix hasn't been in there because, you know, with a knee issue, but he'll be back. But overall, I think that you've seen a draft class that's improving and hard-working draft class that just needs to keep getting better. One thing about this team, you know, the 90 guys that are here, 89 I think it is now, we have a good bunch of guys in this room. So it's a lot of fun to come in here and coach these guys. You know, good teammates, hard workers, guys that really care about the team and care about their fellow colleagues out there. You know, the other guys on the other team when something like that happens, you know, so. We got a bunch of guys with a lot of character, and that was good to see.
Last week you were hard on the coaches after y'all got beat. How the coaches did
that? I thought the coaches we did better. You know, it was better, but it's a long way from where it needs to be. You know, our communication starts with me. You know, our communication amongst each other, and then from the sideline to the field has to be better. But I know this, it was improved over last week. So we are just like the players. We're trying to get better every week. Those guys played, looked like they played a decent game. You know, I haven't watched the tape yet, but it looked like those guys, some of them were called to action a little earlier because we didn't play. You know, Dwayne Brown was out and Chris Myers was out, and that was good for those guys to get a rest and then get these other guys some time. What we thought there was we had practiced 2 hard days against Atlanta, and those guys had taken a lot of reps, basically played the equivalent of 2 games or at least a game and a half in 2 practices. So we felt like it was a good chance to get our young guys a lot of work, and it looked like they were able to get out there and do some good things.
Are you happy with Clowney where you wanted him to be?
You know, I don't think anyone's where I want him to be. You know, I think we're all working to get better. I believe that JD has come in here and worked hard, and he had the surgery there, and he's come back from that, and he's fought through that. I think there's a lot of guys that I could say that about. You know, no one at this time of training camp is 100%, and we're all looking to get better. I don't think any one of us is anywhere where we want to be or where we need to be, but we got better tonight. I'll look at the tape, but you know, I think overall, I think you're right. Those guys ran the ball hard and looked like they did some decent things in protection in a passing game. But we'll look at the tape. Overall, I think it's a good position for us. Needs to keep improving, just like every position, and hopefully that position stays healthy. I think on those drives where you saw that happen, Jason, what happened was I noticed that Grimes was, you know, had carried the ball a lot or caught the pass and ran the ball and was a little bit winded. I think he's in good shape, but he had a few plays in a row, so we subbed in. It had nothing to do with, you know, 35 to 35 or 20 in or anything like that. It was just, hey, he needs a break, put Blue in there. You know, I thought he did some decent things. He led some good drives. He has good command of the offense. You know, he's getting better. He's a guy that works extremely hard. He's a really good teammate. He's in here early. He stays late. So he just needs to just keep improving.